RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So there is one less head coaching candidate out there for the NFL hiring cycle and college football hiring cycle. I suppose it still matters there. Pat Forte says that Marcus Freeman has informed NFL franchises that he's staying at Notre Dame. Freeman and Notre Dame have agreed to a restructured contract that puts him in the top tier in compensation among college coaches. So, good news for Notre Dame fans. They get to hang on to Marcus Freeman. Bad news for, I guess, Giant fans. They thought they were going to land Marcus Freeman, and they're not going to. And Marcus Freeman's a heck of a coach. Like him a lot. I don't like Notre Dame, but I like Marcus Freeman. So good for him that he's going to stick around there. With the Lions is a whole other story. What's going on with this team? 1 week to go before the end of the season finally comes. And it's interesting. I was talking with Rieger at some point last week, and I was moving on between shows or whatever it was, and he was saying that, you know, if the Lions end up losing to the Vikings, nobody's going to, they're just, do they even want to, that his thought was even before that game, before the Vikings game, Lions fans wanted to check out and just be done with it, right? Put us out of our misery, lose the game. Well, they got his wish. They lost the game to the Vikings. And my thought when he said that to me, I was like, I think Lions fans still want to have some kind of hope and hope that they win that game and have a chance to make the playoffs. Well, they lost the game. So it's that game effectively put them out of their misery. How did it change? You know, what happened over the weekend? Once the Lions were done, how did your mood change? How does your feelings for the NFL change?
So I didn't think this was going to be the year for the Lions. It was after the Giants win personally for me where I just thought, okay, it's one thing to overcome your warts and red flags. It's another one. They're still there all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And so I just felt like there's just too many red flags, too many warts that they weren't going to overcome them, the injuries, everything. So I didn't think this was going to be the year they went deep into the playoffs. With that being said, I still rooted for them to get into the playoffs because I want a chance. I want a chance. Just like anybody else, you never know what can happen. They're my team. I'll root for them. I don't care what anyone says. I'm rooting for them to win and make the playoffs. When it was finally done this weekend or on Christmas, and Max Brosmer and the Vikings put them out of their misery, as some people would say, not for me. I didn't want to be put out of my misery, right. but the end of their playoff chances. I watched the NFL this weekend, Gator, in spite. I was jealous and spiteful of every NFC team because I figured that why couldn't it be us to have a chance? Right. You know, like, do I think the winner of the NFC South is going to win it? No, but at least they get to be in the dance, and I want it to be in the dance. So last night I'm watching the Bears and Niners. I'm hoping both lose. This year it's easy for me, Gator. I usually root for the NFC in the Super Bowl. I'm rooting for the AFC this year.
Yeah.
I am.
No, you know what? I'm with you. I get annoyed, and it feels like year in and year out, where it comes down to the last week of the season, and there's potential that the champion of the NFC South might have a losing record. And it won't this year. Well, actually, I guess this year it could have 2-8-9 teams, right? And they take the better of the 2-8-9 teams. It annoys me because the Lions have never, they haven't been in that division in forever. The NFC North, like the Packers have always been good enough. We're not threatening to backdoor it and get in with an 8-9 record, or at the time would have been an 8-8 record in a 16-game schedule. You know, 9-7 was rarely good enough to win a division in the Lions division. Now it's been done, but it feels like it's been forever. So I get annoyed with that whole mess. I was rooting hard for Carolina yesterday because I want Carolina to succeed. I want Carolina to be that team to go in on a high note. And are they going to create any issues? Maybe not. And they got handled pretty well by Seattle. But are they better than Tampa? I mean, just when you get behind Baker Mayfield looks like he's just an average quarterback at best. So I'm with you. I'm rooting for the AFC. And it's easier to say that now, knowing that there's no Patrick Mahomes. I'm rooting like hell for Baltimore to beat the Steelers so that Aaron Rodgers doesn't make it and the Steelers don't make it. Like, I don't like the Steelers to begin with. I never have. But the fact that Aaron Rodgers there makes it easier to root against. And I like Lamar Jackson. I like Derrick Henry. I want them to succeed and at least win this game so that they're in and the Steelers are out. The other thing is delicious about that whole thing is that DK Metcalf isn't playing. Why? Because he took a swing at a Detroit.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Lions fan, who, by the way, might be a giant toolbox. I saw this statement, the quick video clip, the 30-second clip, where he's asking DK Metcalf to please come forward and let everybody know that there was nothing racial that was said, that he never said anything like that. But the problem is you go out and then what set him off apparently with the trolling was that you called him by his real name and he didn't like that. And then you're doing that in the press conference. Dude, what are you doing?
Then you're not that serious.
Then you're not that serious. No, you're just trolling on a national scale now. And I don't like that. I don't appreciate it.
The press conference looked fake. It looked like something out of a TV show.
He's wearing a hat. And I mean, come on. Yeah, we got it. You're a Lions fan. Anyway, that's a siphon. But what I think is delicious is DK Metcalf got suspended for the final two games of the season, and it might cost his team the playoffs. They really could have used him in their game this weekend against Cleveland, and they didn't have him, and they lost. Whoops. And now they don't have him against Baltimore to finish off the year. But the AFC is just, it's more interesting to me. The Drake May hysteria, I love it. I'm excited about Drake May and what he can do. I think he's a very good quarterback. And yeah, I recognize that the Patriots have had the easiest schedule in football. But they still had to play Buffalo twice. I like Jacksonville, the story there with what's going on with Trevor Lawrence. I love Trevor Lawrence in college. I was hoping he was going to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. It's taken him a while. He had the question last week, Kang, has he turned a corner? I think he's kind of turned a corner. I'm rooting for him. I'm a big Bo Nix fan, and I hate the Broncos. I've never liked the Denver Broncos. From the moment I started watching professional football in 1977, and the two teams that vied for the Super Bowl after the 77 season were the Cowboys and the Broncos. I was a big Cowboy fan because of Tony Dorsett. I couldn't stand the Broncos from that moment on, and I was never a John Elway fan or whatever. But I like Bo Nix. And this is a likable team that the Broncos have. They have a really good defense, and they get after it. And it's really also the fact that they've taken on Kansas City, and they,
I think you touched on it earlier. I think Patrick Mahomes fatigue,
yeah.
Travis Kelce fatigue, the Chiefs fatigue, Andy Reid. There's going to be some new fresh blood with the AFC this year, and they're young. They're young quarterbacks that obviously haven't won anything because Mahomes has been there the whole time, but someone is going to get a shot at their first Super Bowl most likely here. I mean, I'm not counting Rodgers, so... You know, whether it's Lamar, Josh Allen, Bo Nix, Drake May, whoever, I mean, Justin Herbert. It's going to be somebody fresh, young, and new blood from the AFC. I usually root for our conference, wherever we're from, but not this year. I'm just that jealous and spiteful. No one from the NFC can win it.
No, I mean,
unless it's the Lions.
I'm certainly not rooting for the Rams.
No.
San Francisco, I'm not rooting for San Francisco. I like Brock Purdy, but I don't like San Francisco. Seattle, absolutely not. It's a hard no to Seattle, dog. The South, I already talked about that. And then you've got the teams in the North. I'm not rooting for a team from the North to get there. In the Eagles, we've seen and done that. So forget that. 248-539-9797. Same number to text. We'll get to, like, I see we got people on hold. We'll talk to you next and take those texts. We continue here in 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.